bub. This is somewhat more common in the southwestern part of the state, the bub part.
You mean educated people?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's just that this L has disappeared. It's like palm.
Yeah.
Well, it's disappeared there, but it's gone even farther in the speech of some people. So it comes out bub. They plant them, too. Go out in the spring and plant their bubs.
Yeah.
When your wife dries the dishes, what does she use?
I think we used to call it a wash rag. Mm-hmm. But it's a towel. My wife calls it a towel.
Mm-hmm. How about the term tea towel? Is that at all common?
No, dish towel. Mm-hmm. But never tea towel.
And my wife is from Altus. She spent quite a bit of time there. She was born in Oklahoma City. But I met her in Illinois. After we married, we moved to Michigan, and she kept calling these things tea towels, and I thought this was just disgusting elegance, because after all, they were just old dish towels.
Yeah.
But down there, they're just tea towels. In the house, what do you turn on if you want some water at the sink?
Faucet.
And what if you're in the yard and you want to water your shrubs or something?
Faucet also.
Mm-hmm. Some people call these a hydrant in the yard and mm-hmm. faucet in the house.
I think it was called, I believe my folks called it that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. This is what I called it when I was a boy. And I remember well that hydrant out there.
Yeah, that's what they called it at home.
But inside, now that was something else. But with a lot of people, it's a hydrant in the house.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't say a lot. It's not common, but it does occur. Oh, let's see. Did you ever collect rainwater from the roof?
No.
If you were going to collect it, what would you put under your troughs?
A bucket, I suppose.
Huh? What would you call one of these old big things about this big around?
Oh, a tub?
Wooden slats? Oh, maybe
no.
This tall.
Barrel?
Uh-huh. And how about the metal straps around the outside of it?
Metal straps is all.
Just hoops or?
Yeah, hoops I've heard them called.
Or would that be hoops?
No, hoops.
I'm always afraid I'm going to suggest
yeah,
a pronunciation.
I know, you want me to say it rather than you.
Did they use oxen at all up here?
No.
If you went to the store and got groceries, what would they be put in?
A sack.
This is made of?
Paper.
And if you went to the store and got feed, what would it be in, probably, if you got 100 pounds, say?
Oh, gunny sack.
Mm-hmm. And if you got flour?
Bag.
This would be?
Cloth material.
Mm-hmm.
In Virginia, they call it, instead of a bag, it's a poke.
Yeah. Hey, I found that in Oklahoma, too.
Have you really?
But these are the little ones.
Yeah,
it's
small.
Just a little poke. And the next question I was going to ask was, if you got a nickel's worth of candy, what would that be put in?
It would still be a sack to me.
This is the one that sometimes brings out poke.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that this term went west, and we still hear it. A poke
it was
full
new,
of gold.
Yeah, it was new to me when I went to Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I'd never heard it before.
Toe sack is pretty common for the gunny sack,
mm-hmm.
the burlap bag. And you probably heard crocus sack there, too, or croaker sack?
No.
Maybe it just didn't come up.
No.
This, well, maybe that this term is common further to the south. If you're going out to bring in wood or something, and you're going to bring in as much as you can carry in your arms, you say you bring in what?
A load.
And if you don't bring in as much as you can carry, but only three or four sticks, you're not going to bring a load, you're just going to bring a little. Jag, is that it all?